Well, there's no imminent football game to talk about for this coming weekend. It's the pause weekend before the February 1st Super Bowl Sunday. So it's a chance to learn something about the game we never knew before, like who's responsible for maintaining the air pressure in NFL footballs.
I was shocked to learn of the news reports about the footballs. I would say I've learned a lot more about this process in the last 3 days than I knew or had talked about it in the last 40 years.
There's a denying New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick responding to the charge that the Patriots deliberately deflated balls in last week's game defeating the Indianapolis Colts to give them an unfair advantage on the field. Joining me now is Jane McManus, reporter for ESPN. Jane, welcome.
Hi, how are you, John?
Great, but generally speaking, it seems this year, this season, the NFL has managed to step in it at every big point of the season, and now this is, you know, the culmination of the entire season is going to be messed up by this inflation scandal.
It looks that way, certainly, and there's a lot of media wanting to write a lot of stories and looking for something in this particular week every year. And now we have Deflategate, and that is sucking all of the air out of the room.
Oh my God.
It is a, you know, I mean, it's a legitimate story in that sportsmanship is important, the integrity of the game is important, and there's also a bit, you know, it's a bit whimsical in that it's the Patriots once again, a team which has had a history of cheating, and the fines and the draft picks were taken away to prove it.
And Jane, did we get any sense of Bill Belichick's ability to say no comment in a different way at his news conference today?
Well, I think for him, it was deny, deny, deny. I mean, he really was very firm that he had no idea what happens to footballs on the sideline of the game at any point. And for a guy who's a notorious control freak, I think there are some people who are wondering how true that is. But certainly that's the line that he has taken, is that he has no responsibility for this and had no knowledge of it.
Well, then, if that's true, that's actually one detail I share with Bill Belichick. I have no idea what happens to the footballs. And I'm learning that the teams have their own separate cache of balls. Is that the case?
That is the case. They each bring a certain number of balls to the game and are then responsible for those balls. The officials check the balls about 2 hours before the game. They have to be inflated to a very specific pounds per square inch, and they are not to be deflated or inflated beyond that. And they are supposed to be guarded and not tampered with. And there is a $25,000 fine for anyone who's found tampering with the ball during the game, as well as the head coach and or any other team official who might have known about it.
So there are official ball pumpers that we're going to have to talk to here under oath?
The NFL has an investigation into this, and that investigation is ongoing right now. And this is, I'm sure, what they're looking into. You know, who came into contact with those balls? What happened? Were they told by someone to do it? And, you know, today Bill Belichick kind of shed a little light saying that, you know, perhaps the people who are so concerned with the inflation of the balls, like the quarterbacks or the kickers, might have more knowledge about it. So, you know, I think there might be some more questions.
The NFL has official everything, official, you know, chicken nuggets. Does the NFL have official pumps and official gauges?
Well, they have official balls, and those are Wilson. And so all of the balls that are brought by both teams have to be Wilson balls. I'm not so sure if we go down to pumps and gauges, but I wouldn't be surprised.
The assumption is that a poorly inflated ball is easier to grip in the conditions on the Sunday game with the Colts.
Right. Or really at any point, right? I mean, you can think about it. Think about holding a ball in your hand and thinking if there's a little bit less air in there, it's easier to grip, right? It's your hand is going to be able to mold it a little bit more. It's going to be easier to hold on to. And I think the concern here is that if one team knows that those balls are a little easier to catch, they may have an advantage over a team that doesn't, or a team where the quarterback prefers to have the balls a little more inflated.
And in a case where the teams had their own balls, which seems like a curious policy, maybe this was just waiting to happen.
I think if you look in the way that the NFL does things, there are probably a lot of very curious things in the rule book. And every once in a while, something happens that pulls back the curtain on, you know, something that's maybe not as carefully done during a game as it should be. This is one of those moments. And the way that the balls are inflated is one of those issues. So now we get to learn all about it. And we have a good week to discuss it before we get more substantive Super Bowl information out there.
Jane McManus, reporter for ESPN, thanks so much.
Appreciate you having me.
Goodness gracious, quick balls of fire!
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.